Welcome, brothers and sisters in wheels. This is the Bike Tourist Podcast, show number 19. If this is your first time here, welcome. Remember to go and check the back episodes for some interesting articles and interviews. In this episode, we continue our New Mexico series on the Tour of the Nations, covering the road to Acoma, Sky City, and the Sky City Cultural Center and Haku Museum. This show is brought to you in part by Adventure Cycling, the largest bicycle touring association in North America. Visit them at adventurecycling.org. Acoma Business Enterprises, bringing you the beauty and history of Sky City, Sky City Cultural Center and Haku Museum. Visit them at www.skycity.com or call 1-888-759-2489 for more information. Development Counseling International, the leaders in marketing places. Visit them at dc-intl.com. And listeners like you, thank you for your special support. Bike Tourist Podcast. August 7. After a memorable night, we set out for Acoma as early as possible. The way out of Laguna Pueblo is hilly on the first portion, so I decided to take it easy. On the downhill section, the wind was blowing so steadily that you had to actually pedal to get down. The recumbent bike riders were having a great time cutting through the wind. The morning was just beautiful. I saw a dog barking on the shoulder like a mile away from where I was riding, and memories of the dog chase that ended up in the fall that busted my elbow came fresh to my mind. Fortunately, a Laguna Pueblo policeman stopped the car at the dog's house and talked the owner into taking the dog on their leash, and for that I was more than happy. I took extra time to look around my surroundings and appreciate nature. I have noticed that most houses don't stand out so much, so they don't interfere with the panorama. After our first turn, we found the first cattle guard of the many we were going to find that day. For starters, a cattle guard is a special road grill designed to avoid cattle from spreading out the designated areas. From this point, the road was as gentle as it could get. I rode alongside a recumbent rider from New York and had a great conversation along the way. Little we knew about the surprise we were going to have a few kilometers ahead. As we were talking, we were surprised by wild horses as they started to cross the road just in front of us. We were so lucky. There were riders that already passed this point who missed them, at least until the next rest stop as the horses passed through there too. Somehow, I felt a little like them, roaming free through the road. One policeman at the rest stop told us about the names of the horses. It turns out that these horses are loved by everyone and they follow their roaming and well-being. At this point, we were leaving the Laguna Reservation. As I was riding, I took a look back and it was like saying goodbye to a good friend. The road ahead was more secluded, with beautiful mountains and gentle roads. Not much headwind. I stopped to take a few pictures, and then I continued on. After some time, the signs announcing Sky City started to pop in the road, as well as the hills. So it was climbing again. They don't call it Sky City for nothing, was one comment from a fellow rider. After a couple hours riding, we arrived to the entrance of the valley prior to Sky City and to our rest stop. The rest stop was located at a high point before the steep downhill that will take us into the valley itself. The view from there was just breathtaking. Rock formation as old as time itself lined the valley as far as the eye can see. This piece of land is considered sacred by the Acoma people, and it is easy to know why. Simply put, you could feel it in the air. As I took the downhill and entered the valley, being by myself, with the bike and being surrounded by this magnificent work of Mother Nature, feeling the silence, I felt at peace with myself and with nature. The big rocks stood like silent guards of Sky City, to which I was about to enter. We got into the Sky City Cultural Center, which houses the Haku Museum, Yaka Cafe, and the Sky City Tour Start. Let me say a few words about the Sky City Cultural Center. The museum has an incredible display of Acoma's world-renowned pottery, textiles, and traveling exhibitions of other Native American art forms. As I went through the museum, it was like traveling in time. The Cultural Center also has a language center and other programs to strengthen the Acoma traditions. The Yaka Cafe offers a variety of traditional food that is combined with American flavors that we are so familiar to. I had myself a buffalo burger, my first ever experience, and I have to say it was something like I never tried before, and it was really tasty. The presentation was also great, as well as the portion served. The idea behind this cafe is to give the visitor the opportunity to try some examples of Acoma flavors, and at the same time have combination of familiar flavors, always with a touch of Acoma's own. The atmosphere and decoration has Acoma art motif with a mixture of modern, which makes their cafe an elegant place. To visit Sky City, which is in the top of the mesa, you need to get on a tour, which you can easily arrange at the front desk. Participants of the Tour of the Nation had tickets and camera passes included. A word about cameras in an Indian reservation. There are some rules tourists have to follow in order not to get in trouble, so to speak. As bicycle tourists, we are ambassadors of our hobby, sport, way of life, call it what you like. Everywhere we go, most of us are used to see something cute, grab the camera, and voila, a moment for posterity. Well, in an Indian reservation, it does not quite work like that. You need a camera permit to take pictures in a pueblo. You cannot photograph pueblo people unless you ask for their permission. Also, do not get into houses unless invited. This one speaks for itself, but it's surprising how many people do it. In the pueblos, people do live. As part of the Tour of the Nation, we had the privilege of taking pictures with the above restrictions. There are places that you have definitely no permission to take pictures, so you have to be aware of that and be respectful. Also, if you are offered food, accept it, or you will offend your host. After finishing, do not linger at the table or ask questions about your host. If you dare to take pictures without a permit, you could have your camera and feel confiscated. So play by the rules and you will have a wonderful time. I would like to add that this tour was a first not just for us, but for the Pueblo people as well. So it was just like an experiment. I also would like to add that when watching a ceremonial dance, don't get into the plaza to take pictures, even if you have a permit, because you will be interrupting a religious ceremony. To make a comparison, it is like stepping into the altar to take pictures of a priest while he is doing the consecration. We need to have the same level of respect for the Native American custom as we expect others to have it with us. Now, let's get back to Sky City. The only places you cannot take pictures is inside the San Esteban Mission and the cemetery. Your guide will instruct you when it is appropriate to take pictures, and if not, don't be afraid to ask. The San Esteban Mission had a long history, and it's very interesting to listen to the guides. The cemetery also has its history, and you can see the intermix of Spanish and Acoma elements. The location of Sky City at the top of that particular mesa has been the object of speculation. Some sources say it was for protection. According to the guides, the location has a more religious meaning. From the mesa, you can see other mesas as well, which by itself is breathtaking. But after they explain how the mesas align with the celestial objects and the important days of the year, you can really understand, and suddenly it all makes sense. It is like a giant calendar of heavens. Also, about the high location, they said it is because it is closer to the skies. After the mission, we were taken into the pueblo itself to see the magnificent Acoma pottery and art they create right there in their homes. The famous families known for their exquisite work live right here. I could not resist and took some of these pieces with me. If you love art, this is your place. You are only given a couple minutes per exhibit, which in my judgment is too little to appreciate the art, but you are given the option at the end of the tour to stay behind with a designated pueblo person and explore the tables at your leisure. I recommend that you explore all the tables first and then make your selections. Every offering is different, as every family had their particular line of work. As part of the tour, we are taken to the pueblo structures and see their construction diversity. New construction technologies are being adopted as the pueblo goes into its journey to the new century, but the Acoma distinctive architecture and style prevails. We were shown how in the older structures, such as the kiva or ceremonial chamber, which is off limits to non-tribal people, they use windows made out of mica, which is a translucent mineral, in order to bring sunlight into the chamber without exposing it to the elements or the cold of winter. After the tour, you are also given the option of going back to the cultural center by foot or through the rock passage the way the ancient people did, or by using the tour bus. After we finished our visit to the cultural center and Sky City, we got on our bikes and headed towards tonight's campground. The road from Sky City to Sky City Rodeo Field, where we were going to camp, has a flat section that screams for speed. In fact, this is one of the sections that are used on the Tour of Acoma bicycle race, which is held in September. After crossing over the highway bridge, the road turns to somewhat steep and long climb. We arrived to the rodeo campground and set camp. I had my bicycle checked by the REI guys, and they found a big problem and fixed it right away. It was a great addition to the tour having these guys in there. The showers were provided by the truck stop next to the Sky City Casino and Hotel. After a hot long day, finding such a nice shower facilities was a godsend. The truck stop also had a laundromat, so you can wash your clothes for the rest of the week. That night, we were treated to Acoma's traditional food and ceremonial dances. After that, it was nap time. On the next show, The Road to the Ice Caves, we will also publish an inter-show in which we feature a Sky City Museum tour and interview. Send in your comments to biketourist@podomatic.com, biketourist@podomatic.com, or biketouristpodcast@yahoo.com, biketouristpodcast@yahoo.com, or comment directly on the show. Also, those of you who are subscribed with iTunes or your favorite podcatcher, make sure you check the show notes at the show's webpage, as we offer links to places related to the show and other information not included in the episode. We are preparing a slideshow with pictures I took during the trip. If you were in the tour and would like to share your pics with all your proper credit, drop me a note. The slideshow is almost complete, but we can still add some more nice pictures. Remember, this is your show. and your participation is greatly appreciated. See you next time. This is the Bike Tourist Podcast.